Welcome to Fish Wrap Friday. Another new adventure in the world of kayak bass fishing. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. So obviously I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, how'd the date go?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Fantastic.
Okay, we're gonna leave it at that. We're gonna keep all your personal stuff off of this, other than the fact that you had a fantastic date. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's
and you're out of school now, right?
Yeah, finally out of school, so that's a highlight.
Yep, so back to fishing some more.
Back to working some more, so that's that. Right. Also, kind of funny you brought up the date thing. I just had one before we recorded, which is perfect. Perfect timing. We're just going to leave it at that again. So.
Okay, well, sounds good. What'd you do, go to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did.
All right, good call.
Went to the beach.
All right, so No one cares about the 16-year-old dating life. Trust me. Outside of that, what do we got going on this week? What do we got going on this weekend? In the world,
this weekend,
not your dating life nor mine. The world of tournaments.
All right. So, this weekend we got the KBF Trail at New Maloney's, sponsored by Jackson Kayak. We got 107 anglers already there. The other KBF Trail, Chickamauga. Tennessee, sponsored by Yak Attack. They only have 96 anglers. Both have, I'm guessing, those are pretty good turnouts. I can see a little more in the future. Other than that, we also have the Father's Day Regional Challenge, but we're just mainly focused on those two trails this weekend.
Father's Day, huh? Have you talked to your brother and your sisters and maybe considered taking dad out fishing?
Well, Dad, let me ask you this. Since you're not in town, are you going to be here?
Yes, I will actually. Yeah, I'll be back on Saturday. So,
oh, fantastic.
Just in time. Well, just in time. But we don't need to fish. We'll throw some food on the grill or something.
Something like that.
All right. Awesome. What else we got going on?
Well, I'm going to ask you this. What's kind of new right now? Yeah, in the kayak fishing world, what's going on?
Well, you got a lot of things kind of, I think, just kind of moving and shaking. I think within KBF, there's a lot of rules that are already being reviewed, being discussed. Measuring board, the use of a cradle, not using the cradle for measuring. Mm-hmm. So that churn's kind of happening right now in the background. So I suspect that's going to be locked down here. Probably, I think everybody probably sees something on that like in the next, I don't know, next 3-4 days maybe, as we get that verbiage kind of figured out. And then the other one is we're still going with this, GPS and services and that kind of thing. So we just keep continuing going back and forth with that. You've got Feel Free US has reached out. They've got a new, it's called the Johnny Boat coming out. It meets, Joe and I went through that yesterday. It meets all the specs. So I responded back to them today. It will support putting a little outboard on the back. So that part's obviously not legal, but it's a pretty interesting looking boat. So we'll see how that one plays out.
All right.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's coming. Boondocks has got a new rudder. They were going to release it at Paddle Sports Retailer, which is in Oklahoma City in August. And, Dan up at Headwaters in Lodi here in California has done a lot of testing and stuff with, the Cruise FD, the Coosa FD, the Big Rig, and made an ad hoc rudder. I don't know if anybody saw that on YouTube and Instagram that may or may not follow Dan. But so he made an ad hoc rudder with an old Boondocks. When Boondocks sent him a new prototype, and they tested that today. That's actually, I'm in Lodi right now. I just got back from, Colorado, and I'm going to be on the water with Dan in the morning. We're going to test that rudder and do little, modifications we've made to the lower, Jackson's made to the lower unit on their flex drive. So we're going to, Dan Torture tested it a little bit today, and it took a shit ton of abuse. So we've got that going on the Big Rig, and then we're going to play around on the Blue Sky as well. So I think, from Boondocks, there's a new rudder for Jackson coming out. Jackson's continuing to take feedback, and which makes me really happy that they're, as a Jackson guy, that they're taking the feedback and then making, inline changes as well to continue to just improve what already was a good product. So
yeah,
we've got definitely that going on. I mean, that's kind of the bigger stuff, you know, that I've seen. I know you and I were talking earlier, and I haven't seen this. So there was just an ass ton of new canoe memes cruising around Facebook. Oh,
yeah. So that's some conversation. I went to the kayak bass fishing Facebook page. Not 10 seconds as soon as I clicked on, there was about 5 new canoe memes going on, just scrolling down. Honestly, I don't know what it's all about. I don't know if you know what it's all about, but
no, that would that would indicate that I had time to sit and cruise through Facebook, and that I do not. Other than that, so you know, I think the next big thing is ICAST. I think we'll start seeing probably. I mean, that's like the second week in July starts. I think the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, we're closing in on that pretty quick. I mean, it's 3 weeks away. We're gonna start seeing things leaked out. We're going to do, I know you're going to be at high school camp that week, but we're going to be doing.
ICAST is Monday. ICAST is the 8th to the 14th. And as soon as it ends, I'm actually leaving to my camp for the week. So that's what the days
are. Is this you trying to squeeze your way into ICAST?
Maybe.
Okay. So anyway, what I was going to say is we're going to do a table set up, a little round table set up over in the kayak bass fishing booth at ICAST. And we are going to either go, do the podcast live, or we'll just record it and then post it, you know, right off the bat. But, you know, we've already got feelers out to Iaconelli and a few others. I talked to Dwayne Wally. Obviously Ron Champion, Jamie Dennison. We're going to get the Jamie Dennison watch going, Tim Perkins, and it's just going to be a drive-by. I don't know who all is and is not going to be in the, you know, there every day, but so we're going to go live or record the podcast every day while at ICAST, and looking forward to that. So that's kind of the stuff going on. I mean, there's been a, you know, KBF tried doing some stuff last week at a impromptu, holy shit, get everybody registered at the last minute for some monthly challenges. We got through that little hiccup. KBS internally working on some stuff to make all their processes better. That's really not the point of this podcast, but there's just a lot of the stuff that's going on in the background and a lot of feedback. Speaking of feedback, have we got any, like, you know, emails, comments,
well,
questions?
We have one that I picked out. You kind of covered it. It was, what rule changes do you see coming down the pipe?
That's an excellent question. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, where we're going with technology, I think you'll see a couple things. I think one, and a lot of this is feedback, but I think one, you're going to see a stricter line of demarcation, so to speak, on location services on your phone. You know, so the guys that are fishing the monthly challenge and upload their stuff from home and, oh, I can't do that because I've got a security clearance, shut it. I've got the highest security clearance in the military you can have, and I can have my services on. So I'm not buying that one from the multitude of people that have mentioned that to me. I find it entertaining and not relevant. So, but I think, you know, you're going to see a new, and Dwayne's going to kind of cover down on this. I think probably if all works well at ICAST, if not, we'll do a dedicated, you know, show with him running through a lot of the new features of the new and improved, the next release or revision on the Tourney X app. But I think you're going to see all those things really come into play, location services are going to be just hard factual, and, you know, you're going to take pictures inside of an app and that kind of thing. But I think that's probably, and I think, you know, I know Angler is working on some interface stuff as well. We're really, I think the big thing, and I don't know how much of a rule change, but you get a lot of people across the country don't really understand this whole check-in at the end of an event, you know, and it's not for sheer entertainment value, because the tournament directors have nothing better to do than pick their nose and bitch at people, but it's all about safety, right? And so when you play the safety game, you play with insurance and all these other things that we have to deal with, that's a required deal. We have to have check-in. So, In an effort, though, to make things more convenient on the angler, the right mindset is for us to figure out a push button, a check-in feature, whether it's on TourneyX, whether we tie that to angler. There's a variety of these things kind of going on in the background that are exciting. You know, you want technology to work for you. And then as the technology improves, you incorporate that into the rules. So I think really that's kind of where the bigger changes are going to be in that direction. I think the rest of the stuff within the rules are probably just going to be fine tuning and tweaking how things are interpreted and or done. And, you know, I was talking to Russell Johnson today and he made a comment about, hey, how about just like a video snippet tied, you know, when somebody reads the rules, hey, here's a quick video and an example of, hey, this is how we're measuring a tail on a board. You know, do you count the cradle on a catch board? And, you know, and I'd say today, yeah, the judges have been counting that cradle and projecting the line up. By the end of next week or by the July the 1st, I guess is probably the right thing to say. You know, we're going to back away from that because it's an imaginary line. You start putting, you know, deflection, a few other things in there. It's not as accurate as it needs to be. So we're going to start tweaking and addressing those kind of things to pretty much just remove the ambiguity from it, right? Yeah. So okay. There's no, and for a guy that loves operating in the gray area, which is me, we can't move forward in this industry and you know, run tournaments to a level that we are running them and have gray area in regards to judging. That has to be very cut and dry.
Yeah, I definitely. Kind of touching back on that, you know, the rule changes with pictures and everything, and taking pictures within the app, that honestly just makes a huge difference between what people like want to get away with and the Photoshop thing, you know, that it doesn't save. So it's just on the app and you can go back to it. I'm pretty sure. And it's there for you. So that kind of helps when it comes to people trying to get the cheat on a photo for sure.
Yeah. And the other thing too, that I know Dwayne's working on, and I hopefully not let any cats out of the bag. If not, he'll just quit telling me shit. But the way I know he was talking about setting this up is so when you took the pictures in the app, they still saved your photo roll, right? So to your photo album on your phone. So you had both, you know what I mean? So I think he's not rushing this product to market and testing the crap out of it. So while I would love to have had all this stuff out for the national championship and a variety of other things already, you know, I can't, and I won't, I mean, I talked to Dwayne enough, but I can't beat him up over making sure he's got the right product out there. I mean, he's got like, there's like 30,000 people that are users on TourneyX now. I mean, that's a huge, now granted, you got guys like Josh Stewart that probably have 6 logins because they forget them, but but we see that a lot. But anyway, it's still a big number. So, you know, we're still growing. So was that it for the mailbag? Any questions?
That was, that kind of stuff? Yeah, that was pretty much it for the Q&A/listener emails for today's episode. So, yeah.
Okay. One other thing I did notice, and I'm going to put a plug in for this one. So for anybody that's got the Battle Box, I know that Cal Coast has released, and I don't remember the name of the damn thing, so Dave can shoot me, but for the lid, there's a little freaking pocket kind of deal for the lid.
A pouch.
Thank you. That's the word I wanted. You had this little pouch set up to put in the lid, and you've seen it. I mean, I've had it for a while, but I think that's finally coming to market. I saw someone had it posted the other day, and I'm telling you, that thing is awesome. I had a prototype of it, and Dave was like, hey, what'd you think? And I said, you're not getting it back. That's what I think. So for people that like, you know, hook pouches and O-rings and all the other, you know, swivels and all the other little bag stuff that you don't want to put down in the rest of that battle box, that pouch setup is cool. And I know he's got a cool ass name for it. I just don't remember what it is. And then he's got some more tricks up his sleeve. But I can tell you, I did learn a negative, Jake, and you know this, you and I talked about it. I did learn a negative for the for an item with Cal Coast.
What's that? I'm curious because I haven't seen one yet.
Well, when you have all your rods in the rod mule, right?
Yep.
You know where I'm going with this. And you leave the Rob Mule in the front seat of your truck while parked at the Holiday Inn Express in Portland, Oregon. So if you leave it there, and by the way, so because it's got bright colors, right? That's some bitch isn't camouflaged. It doesn't bleed in. What it does, it's a tweaker attractor is what it is. So, and it doesn't have to drive around a wrapped vehicle. But anyway, so
no,
if they're all wrapped up, man, you may as well wrap a effing Christmas gift for the thief, because that's what I did. I mean, 8 great Kistler rods gone. And because they if anyone hasn't known or seen, so my truck gets broken into, they break the window, rip everything out. So they basically lean in and they grab the damn Rod Mule, which it's like you want to grab and go. They just reach in, grab that whole thing and took it. Yeah. So lesson learned. Grab and go. Yeah. So I'm a dumbass for leaving my rods in there, and I'm gonna ask Dave to make me a camouflaged all black, maybe a little bit of gray, so it blends in with the interior of the truck. Rod Mule. But yeah.
Do you want to talk? There you go. Do you want to talk about the funny part of the cooler that was in the front seat?
Yeah, another travel tip. Thanks for bringing that up. Further making me look like a village idiot this week. Brought to you by Jake. Yeah, another fun tip when you're traveling. If you travel with a firearm, don't leave it in your car when you go to the hotel. Now, I know a lot of guys talk about before, they don't know what to do, but if you can't lock that son of a bitch up in the vehicle, don't leave it in the vehicle. Now, in my case, I was fortunate. I had a soft side cooler sitting in the passenger seat. It was black, once again, blending in with the seat. Tweakers could not see it. And they left it. In the side pocket of that soft side cooler was, you know, was a 357. So, yeah, they left it. And when I got the call from security at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you right now, there was probably a dookie trail behind me as I was walking out of the hotel, sweating that, because I realized it at that point that I had not put it back in my backpack. And I'll tell you right now, you had a piece of coal shoved up my ass, I would have made you a diamond. I mean, it was, because that's a huge issue. You know, it's one of those things you got to report. So that's my other, you know, my other traveling tip is that. So other than that, that's it. And I think that's enough. I think we've covered enough of my stupid crap, theft, things not to do. Yeah. But that ought to wrap up this week's Fish Wrap Friday.
Yeah, that's
that's is that a wrap for this. Can we wrap it up? Are we good?
It's a wrap. It's a fish wrap on a Friday.